Hello, James here, and this session from Niche Marketing is all about the big P word. What's the big P word? Profit. And it may be one of the most important sessions in your homework for building a business online. Now, why am I saying that? Because I want you to think about this for a second. We're going to write some stuff down in a second, but what I want you to understand that this is important because it's the reverse of what you normally think of. Your biggest job is not finding a niche or a theme. Your biggest job, your biggest job is filtering out non-profitable niches. Your biggest job is filtering out non-profitable niches. See, when you start in business, or maybe you go to high school and you take your basic marketing course, they always start off, and they start off kind of with a diagram, you know, where you've got to make sure that you identify your market. Identify the market that you want to sell to. And see, there's billions and billions and billions of markets. There's as many markets as there are people. You could have a market of one. The question becomes, how do I find a market? And we're going to do this in more detail in the next section. But how do you find a market that has a profitable profile for you? How do you find a market that can be profitable for you? Because to find a market isn't hard. To find a niche, I don't think, is hard in a market. To find one that you can earn money in, that's difficult. That's difficult. It's like finding a needle in a haystack, and you need some tools. Instead of manually going through all of the individual pieces of hay, spreading them all out, you want to have a tool. And I'll show you how to use these tools to filter them out. But you want to try and find some criteria or some ways that you can match that market. To your business. So you want to match up, and you're going to use some criteria, and we'll go over the criteria in the next section. But I wanted you to understand. So finding a niche isn't hard. Filtering out one that makes sense for you is difficult, and that's where the real work is. So don't get hung up on, well, one of the things is sometimes people get so excited because they have too many niches to start off with. They've got too many ideas. So what I'm going to do in this session is we're going to spend some time talking about the difference between really a niche and a theme. And I've been hammering on this a little bit. Hopefully you're starting to get it. We're going to talk about it in a little more detail in this section. But think of it this way. What would be a good example? Let's do this. I'm going to wipe the board off here so we have a little bit more room. Now, I did a session that's there. You should have seen it already. It's the 10 characteristics of a profitable niche. But I want to touch on this one, on the difference between this whole issue of a niche and a theme. There we go. Board's pretty clean. And think of it this way. Some people equate a niche, okay, let's say the Atkins diet. Okay, what's another kind of niche-y word that we hear that's hot? An iPod, for example. These are all, can be all characterized as a niche. And if you think that the Atkins, or the word Atkins, or a niche product around Atkins, you can go from that niche and what you do is you build out for lack of a better word, sort of subcategories or complementary products and services to Atkins or an iPod or to golfing or to a pet or to a doesn't really matter. This is the market of people over here. This market has a whole bunch of characteristics, and we'll find out to try and make sure that the market exists and what the quality of the market is. But the market is the people. That's your potential customers. The niche and what this area is here. See if we got room at the top of the board here. Yeah. This theme is all of the pieces that relate to the single niche or niche. And what you want to do is, you have markets, you want to try and match up. What's the potential of my theme matched to my market? So let me give you an example. And this is the difference. Remember, we talked about building a list, your digital assets, all of these pieces. Most people go and they say, I'm going to have a niche and I'm going to do, for lack of a better word, let's do Atkins diet. I'm going to write an Atkins diet book because it really excites me. It worked for me. I'm passionate about it. So I'm going to write an Atkins diet book. And they look and say, yeah, I found a great niche. It's the Atkins diet book niche. Now, what else is there about Atkins that you'd talk about? Well, everything to do with health and well-being can be done from an Atkins spin. So you can do how to cook, you can do meal supplements, you can do Atkins friendly exercises, you can do support groups, you can do on and on and on and on. You can break out all of these Atkins kind of things into subcategories, and that grouping of all of those categories is the theme. And what we want to do is we want to make sure, now we've talked about this, I just hope that you understand it. What we want to do is, if we want to find a profitable niche, we want to find one that has a solid and profitable theme that doesn't have too much competition in it. This is the difference between a short-term, here's short-term, I just want to earn some money, I'm going to have a book written, I'm going to write a book, and I'm going to sell the book. Short-term thinking doesn't work. What you want to be able to do is say, what can I do in a particular market where I have a theme or a group of products and services that are all complementary to that niche, that Atkins niche? What are the digital assets that I have that I can sell into? Repeat customers. Because remember, I'm looking for customers who want to know everything about Atkins. They don't want a book. They want to know how to cook Atkins. They want to know how to eat Atkins. They want to know how to exercise Atkins. They want to know how to dress Atkins. They want to know how to talk. Everything about that Atkins diet, they want to know about. Or at least you have the opportunity to sell them products or services. Let's take another example so you can see how this works. Now, there's some common ones that you hear people talking about. And I'll do one that's easy so that it's easy to understand. And diets and exercise, for example. Diets and exercise, an easy one. That would be a better one. Well, look at diets and exercises. Look at exercises. Exercise is easy. Are you going to write an exercise book, or are you going to write an exercise book on abs, arms, legs, butt, back. Bicep. You got the picture? Each of these particular sub-markets make up the theme. If you can do one or put one product together that fits on one of these, can you duplicate that particular process and put it into other markets? I'll give you an example of what I've done personally. Now, this isn't one that I recommend you do, and it's not because you're competing with me. It's because it's very, very competitive. And it's not a good niche to be in terms of looking at a strict niche market. Let's say, for example, you wanted to be interested in web marketing. Well, what are the things in web marketing or internet marketing niche? What are the pieces of it? Well, let's take a look. What do we have? Let me make sure I clean up the board a little bit. What are the pieces that we have in here? And hopefully you'll understand this a little bit better. Let's say we have, or we need to know about list building, about Google, about blogging, about joint ventures, about autoresponders, about building websites. Do you understand what's happening here? Are these niches? Yeah. See, now if you understand, all I did is I flipped around the picture, didn't I? Don't think of the theme. Think of the theme as the overall piece. Think of the niches as the pieces of the theme. What I'm suggesting, and think about this, you're never going to build a business if you only focus on a niche. If you focus on this to the exclusion If you focus on that to the exclusion of the theme, I guarantee you you're going to run into trouble. Why? You can't build a business. It's not profitable to pick one niche. You have to say, are these groupings or categories that make up my theme? So here's your work right now. What I want you to think about is say, okay, here I am. I've got an interest in blogging, for example. How am I going to turn that into a business? What are the things about blogging that I can do? See, I've got a pretty wide-ranging one, don't I? When we think about it, I've got all of these different pieces about internet marketing, which is a pretty broad theme. You could take a look and say just blogging is going to be a theme. And you could talk about audio blogging, video blogging, mobile blogging, vlogging, nonprofit blogging, and you can start breaking that one blog or that one niche, treat it as a theme, and then take a look at some subcategories or sub-niches. So here's the gist here. What we've got to be able to do is find this niche that's profitable. What I'm going to do in this next section is we'll go by and we'll take a look and say, okay, how do I know if there's a market for this niche? What kind of demand, or do I have enough people over here to support what I'm doing over here? How do they match up? Does the market and the niche and the theme that I'm thinking of, do they match up? This is James Maduke speaking. We'll be back in a second with another session that shows you how to get the background on whether or not you're in the right niche, the right theme, with the right market.